On the Big Breakfast catch-up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, Tracy from Married at First Sight gave us the goss and her breakup with Dean.
Matt breaks down what's hot and what's not a little bit late in 2018.
And we asked, when has a celebrity stolen your thunder?
To give your mental health a boost, see brainwellnessspa.com.au.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
The number one show on TV in our country right now is Married at First Sight on Channel 9, and Tracy joins us again this morning. G'day, Trace.
Hi, great to see you again.
We had to get you back in,
yeah.
Tracy,
yeah.
Because last night there was it was an epic profession of love, really. Mm. I mean, we had Dean come out and say this to you.
I now know that I love you and that I want to grow our future together.
Aww. Oh, you broke a big man's heart.
Well, yeah, because Tracy came back and said this.
This experiment has shaken me awake and helped me see what I'm worth. And unfortunately, Dean, you don't deserve me.
Yay!
Hey, wow. We're so glad.
Thanks for the applause.
Well done.
Don't mess with the goddess.
All of Australia is glad. Now, his reaction after pouring his heart out and you saying, no, mate, not interested, was as childish as I expected. He just stormed off and left you there.
Yeah, and said that classic line, I don't know what to say, which is what we all do.
Yeah, and I can't deal with this right now.
I can't handle this.
I'm mad I got dumped and I'm walking off into a field.
Yeah, I've
Have you communicated with Dean since, and has he gone down the direction of, oh, Tracy, but I do love you, it's real? Or has he gone, I don't even know why I said I loved you, I didn't like you at all?
Yeah, the total defensiveness that Dean is so great at. Yeah, so obviously we're in touch and everything's amicable. There's no need to be nasty.
No.
Yep. But yeah, he's like, oh, I was never really into her anyway.
Oh, so. Right, okay. He's in denial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Yeah. I mean, I really didn't know which way you were going to go, and I know that's kind of important on the show. You want the audience to be a cliffhanger, but when did you know?
So I knew really at the final date. You know, after the cheating thing, I thought, you know what, we're not going to make it to the end, but I'll hang in there for the week and then another week and then another week. But that final date when I did the ugly cry on the boat was really when I wasn't getting the answers I wanted. He was still in denial. He was telling me, no, I didn't cheat. And I'm like, where can this go? If he can't even be honest and open with me. So for me, that was probably when the penny dropped that I was, it wasn't going to work out.
Tracy, how hard is it when this goes, I mean, this is going to air, this has been recorded before, a lot of this stuff. So when you first start talking to media and you come and see us, you know all of this. How weird is it and how hard is it to keep control, and then you have to be aware of where the show is at going to air?
Yeah, it's like living a double life.
Yeah.
And I'm so relieved right now because I did want to be amicable with Dean, and you know, there is no bad blood between us now. Yep. But it's also hard when I'm seeing everything on TV that he did behind my back and I'm just thinking to myself, thank God that I left.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I mean, what advice can you give to women? I think that most women, the reason this was so relatable and that yours and Dean story became the big one of all the couples is because most of us have dated Dean. We've all been with that guy.
G'day,
and we've
Kimber.
Found out that he's a douchebag later.
I'm changing my name.
What advice do you give to those women who might be right now questioning, something in my gut tells me this guy's not good for me?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, you want to figure it out for yourself. You want to give people the benefit of the doubt. And everyone was screaming at me, why are you still with him? Even my friends and family. But I needed to figure it out for myself. You need to do what's right for you.
Mm-hmm. And I know that Kimber had this question for you, but, you know, we don't have a lot of time. And so I'll ask it. The next person to date Dean, do you think that she will get an improved model?
I hope so.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, he made some changes and he said it. And I genuinely believe in that moment he wanted to change.
Mm-hmm.
But how long can you keep that up for?
Yes.
That's the question.
From you know, he seemed to be surprised. He seemed to feel that he had made the changes that were necessary, right?
Yeah. I wasn't buying it 100%.
Okay.
You're not going
I think he wants to try.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think he wants to try to change, but I don't know if that can be sustained.
It's early days.
Yeah.
Well, this is time to stop thinking about Dean and ask the question of Tracy. Let's be honest. People are wondering, are you dating someone else?
I am with someone else, but I'm going to leave it at that.
Well done.
Okay.
At least you're honest.
Is it Telv?
Oh, yeah. No, it's Davina.
Carl Stepanovic. Well done.
Actually, I would quickly love to know too. The reunion is on Wednesday night. Yeah. How long was it between the ceremonies and the final commitment ceremony and the reunion? So I have a timeline.
Yeah,
there.
So the final vows ended, there's about 6-7 weeks between the final vows and the reunion filming.
Good.
So okay. It's a good amount of time to process everything
sure.
and yeah, get back in touch to see where everyone's at.
Excellent.
Hey, Tracy, good luck. Good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Fancy Margot Robbie all of a sudden, you know, Oscar nominee being in our town just on holidays.
Yeah, it was a blue duck, was it?
It was a blue duck.
The restaurant.
Yeah. Down in Cottesloe and, you know, David Honey wanted a bit of limelight because he's got into that safe Liberal seat there in Cottesloe,
yes.
Vacated by the former Premier.
He didn't know that Margot Robbie was going to turn up and steal the spotlight.
Mm.
That's the problem. Once a celebrity's in the room, no one can focus.
Well, and imagine being at that party in Bayswater that when you're all dressed up as Tony Gallardi and the man himself walks in.
It doesn't matter how good your outfit
no,
is
yeah.
or your monobrow.
Some bloke who thought he was going to win the prize for best dress got on stage by the man himself.
Stealing the show.
We've got Teresa in Wembley. Teresa, when did a celebrity steal the show?
Look, about a fortnight ago, my husband took me to a romantic lunch, which is very rare. Our son was at school, so it's like, let's go up to lunch. It's my favourite place, the Wild Fig.
Yep.
And we walk in, and my husband's an avid rugby league fan.
Mm.
All of the Melbourne Storm were in there.
Oh, dear.
So, of course, he's checking out Cameron Smith and the rest of the guys, and I'm like, hello, this is an opportunity for the two of us to be having, you know, a lovely lunch without our son. So I'm like, look at me, you know, I'm here, I'm checking the guys out.
But
yeah,
Teresa,
sorry.
Billy Slater was in there. What can you expect?
Yeah, clearly I'm no comparison.
Oh, yeah, Cam Smith's a pretty good-looking bloke.
It's a tough gig. Thanks, Teresa.
No worries.
Let's go to Double View. Janelle, when did a celebrity steal the show?
Okay, I had arranged to meet all my friends at the Kareem pub. Hadn't seen them in so long.
Yep.
Everyone literally just arrived. I took a call from my sister. She said, Janelle, she says, Heath Ledger is at the Queen's. I'm at the Queen's. I'm like, oh, my gosh, hold him for me. I'll be right there.
No.
Just dropped my friends like a hot-butted scone. Yeah. Made my way to the Queen's and proceeded to make a complete fool of myself in front of him.
Oh.
You made it to the Queen's, though. Well done.
I mean, it sounds good, though, doesn't it, to be able to say you ditched your friends for Heath Ledger?
I did. Well, yeah, who wouldn't, really?
Yeah,
and, of course, Janelle, one has to ask, how is the relationship with the ditched friends afterwards?
Oh, they were totally cool. They understood.
They
but
understood.
They didn't follow me. I actually thought I was going to have, like, this whole group of us going down there. They did not follow me, so I just don't understand their reasoning.
They're still on Beach Road hitchhiking a lift outside the Kareem all these years later. Thanks, Janelle.
Thanks a
lot. Love the turn of phrase, like a hot butt, it's gone. Let's go to Belia. G'day, Debbie.
Hello, how are you?
Good. When is a star, a celebrity stolen your show?
Oh, well, back in 2005, we were doing a bit of a tour and we went through the Vatican City.
Yes.
We were just having a dinner or lunch with a young English couple that we've just met up with, and two priests walk in Vatican City.
Sounds like the start of a joke.
That's, doesn't it? Yeah.
And behind them walked a bloke that my husband and I said, gee, he looks familiar, and it's Mike Wilsey.
Ah.
Well, come from Perth to meet a Perth boy. So
yeah.
I sort of said, oi, Mike, and I'd return.
Oh, he responds well to oi, if memory serves me. Yeah.
Well, at least I didn't go Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Yeah. You might have walked the other way.
And what was he like?
Oh, wonderful. Very, very friendly. And even when he left the table, the English people said, oh, you know that man? I said, no. And he's just a celebrity on the TV over there. They said, he's such a nice man. So, well, that's my touch with fame.
Oh, very good. He rolled up in the Willisie-mobile.
He did, yeah. God working in mysterious ways, eh?
In the Vatican. Thanks, Deb. We appreciate the call.
Okay. Thanks very much.
And bye-bye. If anyone spots Margot Robbie, if she's back from down south, because apparently she left Cottesloe when she realised the paparazzi were there.
Yeah. Tell her to drop into Mix 94.5. Yeah, we'll look after her.
Get her to come and take it out. We'll buy a brekkie.
The funniest thing about Teresa's call is I saw it written up there and I thought it was going to be Teresa eyeing off the rugby league players, but of course it was her bloke.
Love it.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly. Getting up that early, Matt's World.
Well, it's only 4 months late, but I finally got around to reading the Sunday Times magazine from January, What's Going to Be Hot in 2018.
What, you're at the doctor or something?
Well, because we were on holidays and I saw it in January and I thought, oh, I must keep that magazine because that'll give me something to talk about. It'll be content, as we say in the business.
Friday night you watched Braveheart. You're really catching up.
But I put it in the reading room
You've got a reading room?
Room.
Like the library?
Some people call it a toilet. The reading room. I call it my office, to be honest with you. That's the code.
Do your best work there.
Say to my girlfriend, sweetheart, I've got a very important meeting. I'm going into the office and she knows to put on some music.
Sure.
Because I like to feel unheard.
Too much information.
I know.
Just quietly go.
I can't do it quietly.
But, it may shock you, but I am a little bit behind on popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But obviously this job has made a difference.
Yeah.
Because of, before I did this job, I barely knew what day it was. But thanks to people like you, Kimber, with The Juice, I now know what's going on in modern music and television. I now know who a Dean is from Married at First Sight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that. But thanks to people like you, I know who Dean is. And am I happier? I'm not sure. Jury's out. Mm. But what is hot in 2018? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Slow TV. And this is the interesting thing is because it's 4 months late, we get to work out whether it has actually worked or not.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So you remember you brought up slow TV when it came on, that 17 hours of filming on the GAN or whatever it was.
The
train journey, yeah.
Yep.
Hasn't quite taken off, has it?
No, there wasn't a follow-up, was there, in a hurry?
Well, it takes a long time to produce. Someone out there is recording something very slowly as we speak.
Well, I think the thing is that it was a Norwegian, some Nordic kind of idea. Right. And, you can imagine. They're a bit funny up there.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine them going, come over tonight. We're going to watch like 25 hours of the Northern Lights or something. And you go, that's what you do in Norway.
Actually, I'd watch that.
Yeah, I would watch that too. Beautiful. But in this country, we need distraction. We have to have music between each delivery in the Big Bash.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can't handle not being entertained.
Yep.
White Concrete.
Oh, okay.
White Concrete,
apparently that's the new thing
the
for 2018.
Old aggregate driveway, everyone started up on that, all the expensive homes anyway. If you've got the white aggregate, you're doing okay.
I don't need the Sunday Times magazine, I've got you.
You don't just have to be in Cottesloe either.
No.
You get in the birds.
And it's apparently both interior and exterior.
Oh, now you're talking.
Mm-hmm. So we've bleached our teeth, we've done our bums, and now it's time for the concrete.
Yep.
And this is the, I didn't know, well, first of all, I didn't know that green was the colour of 2017.
Right.
No one, I missed that, mate.
Oh, you missed
2018,
the green.
Though.
Yeah. No, but that's gone.
Okay,
it's purple.
Oh, okay. Not, and St. Patrick's Day was on the weekend, so that's done.
It was, of course, but not just purple, but it's hot, soft shades of lavender and lilac.
Oh, okay. All right. Like Optus Stadium this week when the Dockers beat your Bombers.
You see?
Hey?
That's working then.
Or like the shirt that you're wearing today.
Yes. Oh, my God, I am too, and I didn't even know it.
Trendy.
You did it deliberately.
I'm so 2018.
You've got it wrapped.
Get out of here.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Take care of your mental well-being. See brainwellnessspa.com.au.